All right, fantastic. Welcome, everybody. So first of all, I'm still traveling and I forgot to change the date. So yes, today is March 1st. It just chose the wrong date, but you are in the right place. And yesterday, the Nasdaq finally joins the S&P and the Dow and breaks its record. It's the first record close in 2 years. So congratulations, Nasdaq. So what's happening today? Where will markets go today? Will they continue to climb higher on this beautiful first day of March? Don't pay attention to this. Anyhow, with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And for the third time today is March 1st. I know that's wrong. We're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And yes, Mark is gone. Jeez, I mean, this mobile studio here is all messed up this morning. I blame it on the time zone, Mark. There you
It
are.
could be the time zone. There we go. Yeah. West Coast markets. It's all right. I have a different setup right now as well. I'm dialing in, so it might be a little different from normal. But going back to the markets, Marcus, look at that. The Nasdaq making a nice move. Actually, the best performer of the indices in February, up 6.1%, which is pretty impressive. Looks like we're on seven out of 8 week win streak.
Yeah.
Or seven
And
weeks.
again, finally a record joining the S&P 500 that already made new records a few weeks ago, and also the Dow. So the Nasdaq has been lagging because the Nasdaq got hit harder in 2022, but finally caught up and has said, yeah, I mean, it's catching up with vengeance here. I mean, best months in quite a while, and definitely outperforming the other two indices.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, this partially fueled by NVIDIA earnings and people feeling better about AI and tech, a little uncertainty going in. And we saw that pullback. And since then, it's just been kind of up and away.
Yeah. All right, and yeah, all of this is fueled by the AI boom, namely Nvidia, right? Because Nvidia is just up and away, and after blockbuster earnings here, now decisively trading above 800, 814, and this is what we saw in February. Just the Magnificent Seven still dominating. Even today, if you look at this, I mean, Nvidia up almost 3%, Meta up. Apple down though, 1.3%.
Interesting to see that. And is that a potential wheel opportunity for you, Marcus? We might have to take a look at that one.
Well, let's take a look at this one before we take a look at some other stocks here. And yeah, Apple, I mean, we have been looking at it with our mastermind a few times, and I think this is getting really interesting. I like the 177.50, knowing that we did have some support at around what 168. But I would be okay if Apple would drop down to this. I think this looks like a good opportunity, yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all. I think I can't remember if it was the beginning of the week or last week. It was available at 177.50. I know some of our mastermind traders took it. I'm kind of looking more for the 175 because we are breaking support here, and I do think it can hold at some of those other levels. Apple, I think, solid, but I'd probably go with 175, which isn't available right now.
Right. And I mean, this is when we're trading the wheel. I mean, the first question is, do you want to own the stock? And yes, I'm okay owning Apple. And the second question is, at what price? Right. And this is where you say, you would be happier owning Apple at 175, because when trading the wheel strategy, it is always possible to get a sign. I mean, this is part of the wheel strategy. So you should decide before you enter a trade, okay, at what price are you comfortable buying Apple? Because if you say, yes, I want to own Apple, then you have to be happy with 175, even if it drops down to 168. And of course, you could wait until it pulls all the way back to 168, but it might never happen. Who knows?
Exactly. And I think this is a perfect use of the heat map too, as well, because we have the scanner working for us in PowerX Optimizer. But every now and then, just something stands out, like Apple. If you know that you like Apple as a company, right now, Pepsi's in the red, Tesla's in the red, UNH is in the red. Some of those I would rather pass on and focus on Apple. But I think it's just a beautiful use of the heat map.
Yeah. Talking about the heat map, we see that Tesla today is down 1.1%. And it is, I don't know, maybe because Elon Musk is in the news again. Did you see it this morning?
I did not.
All right,
What's
here. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and the CEO, Sam Altman, over breach of contract because he said that when he was approached to back OpenAI way back, I think it was in 2013, it was because it was a nonprofit company. And he said that right now it's backed by Microsoft. And because of this, it is more for a for-profit organization and not anymore for the benefit of humanity broadly. And this is where he said, you know what? This guy's is different what he said that he would be. Even on the website right now, they still say that they are more a research company than anything else. And we know that this has changed. OpenAI has turned into a for-profit company. And yeah, I can only imagine that Microsoft is probably putting some pressure on them to release even more products.
So I know nothing about this, but did Elon Musk make a financial investment in them or give
Oh
them some?
So this was, you see, they were approached in 2015 by Altman and OpenAI co-founder Greg Brockman, and this is where Elon Musk is a co-founder of OpenAI, and so I assume I don't I didn't see exactly how much money he invested, but I would assume that as a co-founder that there was a financial commitment. He stepped down from the firm's board in 2018 after saying that AI is potentially more dangerous than nukes. So I don't know exactly. I couldn't find in the article how much Elon Musk invested. If anybody knows it from our viewers, put it in the comments. I'm super curious. I'll look it up. So yeah, he is definitely a co-founder of OpenAI.
That's going to be an interesting, just from a legal perspective, I think that this one's very interesting. Very
Yeah.
interesting.
And this
Anyway.
is where it goes back, right? I mean, let's go back to Tesla. So why is Tesla down? Because it could be just another distraction for Elon Musk, or maybe it is not because his lawyers are doing everything and Tesla is just down for the heck of it. Who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to tell here because I mean Tesla's just had some really good years, and then it seems like as soon as Elon started to get involved with Twitter, investors felt that maybe it was a distraction, and maybe some of the other things he had going on is just too much. We know that whether you love him or hate him, he's really a genius and one of the hardest working guys. What So that's just the fact, but gosh, if you have too many pokers in the fire, are you really gonna benefit in the areas you want to benefit? We'll see.
All right.
That was a
I'm glad
mouthful.
that you said pokers in the fire and today did not bring any animals in because otherwise we
Yeah.
have to issue disclosures like we did yesterday.
I was trying to, but it just didn't seem right.
All right. We got to talk about New York Community Bancorp today down another 24%. And this is a regional bank that has been in trouble. And this morning they're falling even more after they're disclosing internal control issues and fire the CEO.
All right. Well, it happens.
Well, this is where, no, I mean, we heard a few weeks ago, this is where they already had this dramatic move where they were around $10 and then pretty much went all the way down to $6 after we heard that this might be another bank in trouble. Pretty much almost exactly a year after the banking crisis that we had last March. And this were, okay, they dropped from 10 to $6, then even further to $4, recovered a little bit after saying, okay, we're kind of stable. But then today we hear about this internal control issues and that the CEO is fired. I think there will be more to the story. It is bouncing back. So it seems that traders and investors believe that this might be an overreaction. But I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole right now because there might be more news coming out over the next few days.
Oh yeah, not my style of trading. Something a little more stable and consistent is what I look for.
Yeah. All right. Want to take a look at our positions? And we also did
Moving
have a
to
new, huh?
Can we look at Dell first?
Oh, I almost forgot. Yeah, and Dell is super interesting for two
I mean,
reasons.
whoa, Dell. I mean, gosh. Not too bad. So up 27%, and they had better than expected Q4 results. They said that there's strong demand for its artificial intelligence servers. So just another, AI push. And they also announced an increase in their annual dividend by 20% to $1.78 a share, where their CFO said that it's a testament to our confidence in the business. That's an
Yeah.
impressive Dell.
I mean, that's a huge for Dell, as you can see. I mean, Dell just when they were going public again, because Dell used to be public, then it was taken private, then going public again, around $20, moved all the way up to $60 here, pulled back a little bit, and now at $120, that is a huge move from Dell.
Yeah, and then I see that ticker, and you have a caption there saying that billionaire Ray Dalio believes the US market is not in a speculative bubble. I like
That's what he
Dalio.
said.
What do you think about him?
I don't know, love him or hate him. I mean, he has some success. And again, I don't know how much he is really involved or how much he has just this team of analysts there. But yeah, I saw this and I thought it was interesting because every now and then he pops up and I mean, nobody can deny his success.
Yeah, I think he's an interesting guy. But hey, he's had some success. Market not in a bubble.
We'll see.
What do you think market's in a bubble?
Well, before we talk about this, we still need to talk about Dell for a moment because there's two news. I mean, the Dell just shooting up here this morning, and on the same day where Dell rises 27%, your Dell notebook dies.
I forgot about that second highlight of the day regarding Dell. Now, I have to say that this has been a workhorse. I've had the is it 2017? I think. I mean, I know Macs can last a long time, but this one lasted a long time, and I know that it's kind of been on the fritz for a little bit. And I bought a really nice MacBook that I think this is the third time I've opened it. So that's why my setup's just a little bit different, because I'm running everything through the Mac instead of normally I have a camera and then a couple monitors and a widescreen and everything. And right now I just have MacBook and a little portable monitor. So it looks like the Dell threw in the towel on me, and I'm now officially switched to this expensive MacBook that I haven't been using
For 2 years.
for 2 years.
We also have to say that your Dell, I mean, made rest in peace, has traveled the world. Your Dell
Oh, yeah.
notebook has been in Germany, in France, in where else? Italy?
Italy, Grand Cayman, Mexico.
Bahamas, Puerto
Yeah.
Rico. Good
Yeah,
days.
it's
Okay, let's talk about trades. Let's talk
cozy.
about trades. Enough about computer and Dell. So we do have several wheel trades and we have a new WTF trade. So where do you want to get started, with the wheel or the WTF trade?
Let's talk about the WTF.
All right, WTF trade. We are looking at the S&P 100 and the Nasdaq 100. And this morning we saw something from the S&P 500. CVS popped up on the scanner. And actually, yeah, looking good here, buying with at 74.63 or lower. Here's what we're looking for with the WTF strategy. We want to see that a stock has fallen, and then we try to pick a bottom here and waiting for the stock to go back up. That is why it's called the WTF strategy, which stands for win the fear. And this morning, CVS popped up 74.63. And both of us had an ELGL entry for this one. Let's talk about that.
We did. So for those of you who do not know this technical trading term, you want to get a notepad right now and a pen. It's a great strategy sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't work. Entered late, got lucky. So when I got into my office and I went to fire up my good old Dell and it decided that it wasn't going to do its thing for me, I had to kind of reestablish my plan for the day. And then I realized after the market had opened that CVS had a valid entry signal according to my plan. So I put on a trade. I got filled at 73.50. So it's up a little bit. And then I messaged you, Marcus. What was your excuse?
Yeah, actually, you got filled at 74.50.
No, did I? Well,
I'm
now
pretty
I have to
sure.
check it out.
That's what you told me. Yeah, and then my excuse is that I'm on the wrong coast here. I mean, this were at 6:30. I just woke up, and then when you messaged me and you said, "Did you enter CVS?" and I said, "Oh, shoot." So, I actually entered at 74.40.
Are you sure it wasn't 73.40?
No, I'm not.
It's
Wanted to
one of
see
those.
I could bring it
It's
up
Friday.
quick.
It's Friday. We're ready for the weekend.
It is, you're right. It is at
I told you.
73. Yeah, okay.
And
Well, it
I
is
messed
still
it up.
early here,
I had.
and I had only one coffee, and this apparently did not do anything. Okay, so let's start over here. So, in case you're confused, and trust me, next week I'll be back in my office and things will be so much better. So yes, we actually entered late, got lucky. So you entered at 73.50 and I entered at 73.40, which is approximately a dollar below. And right now we are already bouncing back. Right now we are trading at 73.75. So yeah, got lucky here. That worked.
Hey, and Marcus, in your defense, when I entered the trade into our mastermind trade alerts, I entered it at 37.50. So I had a little pre-second cup of coffee dyslexia, and we've just messed this all up. But hey, it was a valid signal today, and at least based on our ELGL trade or entry, we're making some money. So
Yeah,
I'll take
let's move on. It's
it.
getting late here, so we want to be respectful of everybody's time. We have CSIQ up today 2.5%. Like to see this. Nothing for us to do. We still need it to push higher, but it's good that we are probably coming back into this wedge here right now. So let's see if we can go towards 23 and then taking out some resistance level here until we can finally sell calls again. But nothing to do just here. I'm going to skip GDXJ because we'll talk a little bit more about GDXJ in just a moment. NEE today slightly down but recovering. So just hanging out here between what 55 and 57, nothing to do here for us. And then UPS this morning also slightly down. And again for UPS, the battle around the 148 level. And today moving a little bit lower right now, trading at 147.88. Let's see where we are by the end of the day. Nothing for us to do there. But GDXJ. So let's spend a couple of minutes here. This is where we both got assigned at 33. You have been assigned, you sold calls against it, you bought it back, you sold calls against it, you bought them back for a profit, you sold calls against it. I was able to earlier buy them back and then sell them again yesterday. You still have the 33 calls. And the question is, what will you do now that it is trading at 32.83? Are you planning to roll these calls or are you just waiting and see what happens today? What is your plan?
Well, I already did something and I rolled those calls for 39 cents.
Whoa, that is a pretty good premium because yesterday when I sold these calls, I got what did I get? 27 cents, right? So you got
Yeah.
39 cents. Nice roll, brother. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a little bit shy of the 60% that I was going for. It was 53% annualized, but all things considered, because I had hoped to close the trade early, and I would have been right there with you anyway. So 39 cents it is.
Perfect. Now, we both sold only calls against half of our position. And this is where my plan is that I want to see if I can sell calls at 35. What is your plan with the other half of your position?
I like the idea of going with a higher strike just like you, but I'm targeting 34.
34? Okay, let's take a look at this and see where we are right now with the 34. So if we go out to next week and we are looking at a strike price of 34 right now, I mean, you could get probably 24 cents, and this 24 cents gives you 31% annualized. So
yeah, I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
I like it. Because this way, I mean, for me, in my case, I have a total of 6,000 shares. So I split it into 3,000 and 3,000. And this would give me $690. Plus, if we close above 34 next week, an additional $3,000 for a total profit here of $3,690. I wrote in my plan when I entered the trade that I would like to sell calls at 35. So for me, it has to move a little bit higher. And the idea here is, I mean, first of all, I would like to get 30% annualized. So I need to get at least 22 cents. But then I will make an additional $6,000 on this trade in addition to the premium. But again, I'm looking here for today. It would have to be 22 cents on Monday. This is where we can take a look at this here. Monday, we're looking at 14 cents, Tuesday, 11 cents, but that is the minimum that I'm looking for. So we'll see what happens here.
Sounds good. So far, nice trade, having fun with it, and I believe that will continue.
Yeah, I know we talked about it yesterday. Right now, GDXJ is my third profitable trade of the year. So in terms of profits, the most profitable one was MRO. Forgot the second one, and then GDXJ is now the third one. So we're good.
Love it.
All right. Let's go back to the markets overall, see what's happening there. All right, look at this. Making new highs. After pretty much all week, we have been waiting for the PCE report that was finally released yesterday. And seems that, I don't know, sigh of relief, and the markets are marching higher here right now.
Yeah, I didn't expect this nice move just up and up right now. I mean, it's not this crazy move, but nice to see some follow through rather than profit taking into the weekend.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens with our position. GDXJ still climbing here, so we'll see. Maybe I can sell calls today. I doubt that it will happen, but maybe next week against the second half of my position. On this, I think it's going really well. What do you think?
Yeah, working out nice.
Loving this. All right, so if you enjoyed today's show, even though at some point we bumbled a little bit, give us a like. We really appreciate the likes. And I think there was some good content in there. Definitely worth sharing. So if you want to share it, there's a button right underneath. Do that. And with that said, enjoy your weekend, and then we'll see you again on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.